Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. Mike, welcome to the men's room. Let's see here. Random question. What do we got for you? All right. Mike, what was thrown at you?
Oh, God, I don't know. I have lots of things thrown at me, I guess.
Okay. Such as?
I don't know, man.
Shoe, dinner plates, glasses, a fist.
Never had anybody throw anything at you.
Yeah, I guess I have. I had a crazy ex threw some stuff at me. Had plates thrown at me.
Okay. Did any of them make contact, or did you manage to dodge them all?
No way, man. I'm like a fat ninja.
A fat ninja.
How often did she resort to throwing things at you when she was pissed?
Well, I mean, it started with throwing things. Then she hit me with a car.
Oh! What is the scenario?
Well, she wanted to leave to go get high, and I wouldn't let her. I stood in front of her, so I guess it's my fault.
So she basically just ran you over?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Was that the last time that happened?
Well, last time she hit me with a car, yeah.
Okay. All right. You did not move out.
That was my house.
Okay. Okay. Did she move out?
Not.
Okay.
Not shortly after. It took a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a big guy for ultimatums, so to speak, but.
You ran me over with your car, dude.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
In like 20 minutes.
Reason we asked what was thrown at you, an individual who threw a sex toy onto the court during a WNBA game on Tuesday at the Gateway Center in College Park, Georgia, has been arrested. The incident happened in the final minute of Tuesday's contest as the Dream and Valkyries were tied at 75. The lime green object was thrown from the stands onto the court and landed near the top of the free throw line. Jesus. Shortly after Atlanta's Amaya Caldwell blocked a three-point attempt from Golden State's Tiffany Hayes, officials did not stop play as the object bounced toward the sidelines. Police officer later picked up the item using a towel. Days later, another sex toy was thrown onto the court during Golden State's 73-66 victory over the Chicago Sky. This happened in Chicago on Friday night. Officials immediately halted play after another green object landed out of bounds underneath the basket.
Do they have to be green? Is that something?
Well, so far, two of them have been green.
Why?
All right.
I'm guessing a copycat crime.
So, like, down to the color. Okay.
Right. Now there's some betting odds on
the color of the next
color
sex
of the dildo and how it will be picked up. Or
I don't really get the point of this. It's really immature. Whoever's doing this needs to grow up, according to a foreword for the New York Liberty, one Isabel Harrison. Arena security, hello, please do better. It's not funny, never funny. Throwing anything on the court is dangerous.
Sure.
And that is right. Now, the WNBA said the spectator caught throwing anything on the court will be immediately ejected and face a minimum 1-year ban.
Damn.
In addition to facing charges.
The safety, we don't need to explain this.
We get it.
Yeah.
I did see a woman actually get hit in the face with a latex.
You should never throw anything on the court, but sorry, I'm immature. The fact it happened a second time with a neon green dildo, I was dying.
Was this on SportsCenter?
It has come up. Like, I will say, I spent the better part of 2 hours yesterday on a text thread. There was a lot of jokes. And then somebody put in the betting odds that I guess some website has.
Yeah.
So I have my money on the next one being rainbow colored.
Rainbow colored. Yeah.
But here's the issue, is how did we sneak it in? And then my other thing is, it's like, I just feel like if I chucked one of those, like, somebody would get a photo.
You would think.
So my buddy's theory is you got to kind of just toss it out there.
Yeah, go real quick. I didn't see my old boss. It's one of the chefs I worked for. We had a Christmas party. I don't remember why this thing showed, but there's a blow-up doll there, ha, ha, ha. But then someone just had a latex vagina. It's just the vagina. So at some point as the night goes on, there's now a blow-pop jammed in there, whatever. So everyone's throwing this thing around, and it wasn't me, which I'm happy to say, but someone threw this latex vagina, and it heads toward the doorway. And at the moment my boss's wife stepped in, it hit her in the cheek, but because it's latex, like, it sat there for a good one Mississippi. And then fell off with a blow pop sticking out of it. I could not stop laughing, man. So he was mad at me, but I didn't throw it. I'm like, you can be mad that I'm laughing.
I just thought it was funny.
It was hilarious. It was awesome, man. Random. Everyone thought it was funny. I just laughed out loud. Like, come on. Random.
Yeah.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Richard, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, Richard, have you traveled abroad?
Hello,
Richard. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. Richard, have you ever traveled to another country?
I have.
Okay.
Where'd you go?
We went to Cancun, Mexico.
Nice.
Okay. So, with your experience in Mexico, what did you like culturally that was different than life here in America?
The food.
Yep.
The food down there was amazing.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it is, and it's different than whatever you get
it's
here.
It's also amazing how much better you feel when you come back from eating food like that for a week.
Well, it's just not processed stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the entire difference.
Yeah. Amazing. Like, there's no additives like you have up here. Like, everything was fresh, you know? Tasted awesome.
Did you experience any of the culture of the area, like senior frogs?
dude. I think so. This is a couple of years ago. We went to Chichen Itza. That was pretty cool.
Oh, really? Okay. So you did take a tour of the Mayan stuff?
Yeah, we went did the Mayans. We went into the cenotes, visit the temples, the pyramids, and the jungle and stuff like that.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, we weren't in the jungle. We're out in the high desert, essentially. But yeah, the ruins were super cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool.
Reese, we asked, what did you like about another country, either culturally or whatever? It says, if you're an American and don't do any international travel, this may come as a shock, but a lot of stuff is similar in other countries, but there are plenty of things more so that are different, for better or for worse. So there's a forum online where people from around the world are sharing the non-American things that they highly recommend to Americans. Now, here are a few of the better ones.
All right.
Okay? First of all, a month-long vacation, they say, or holidays. As
we would love to.
Everywhere else. America is work-obsessed and is one of the countries that offer the least paid vacation days of any country in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they think that Americans would be off just better off if we traveled for a longer period of time.
Well, I mean, it expands your horizon, so you eliminate a lot of ignorance. But, like, even when we're on the cruise, you know, everyone from you, how long are you on the cruise? And in our mind, like 1 week, because we even, you know, the way they offer cruises is 1 week. All of them, like across the board, are like, wow, I have 1 week left as well, but I've been here for 3 weeks, and it's just, and it didn't matter the country.
Let's see here. Taxes included in the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the price is, that includes all those fees.
Yeah.
Not to mention service fees and tips, all those things. It's just in the price.
We just want to know.
And like, it makes more sense.
We have to buy a new computer very soon, but we're going to Delaware very soon. And we said, why don't we buy it there when there's no sales tax?
And then what? Put it in the bag and bring it back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you all the goddamn sales tax. Like, yep. It's the exact same computer.
Are you getting a laptop?
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay.
high-speed trains, things Americans would really appreciate, or trains in general for public transportation, not for freight.
That's a great call. I mean, I'm a big proponent of the train. I just wish it was more feasible and a little bit quicker sometimes.
Also, yeah. It goes back to month-long vacations. You can travel by train if you have more time. Towel warmers in the bathroom. I don't know if I've ever experienced that.
I have it at a hotel, not in any residential.
What does it look like?
It almost looks like a two-rung ladder kind of attached to the wall. So you may have had one and not know what it is. And if you turned it on, and look, it's no big deal, but it's one of those things you're like, oh, this is nice.
These are non-American things that are highly recommended for Americans to try. Heated floors instead of vented heat.
Got heated floors now, but we redid our upstairs. But
now, does that make a difference?
So here's the thing about it. The reason we got the heated floors is because we were redoing the upstairs of our home before we got our replacement windows. The windows we had sucked. I mean, they were absolutely terrible. So right. We always got a draft in the winter, blah, blah, blah. So we got the heated floors to make up for. Well, since then, we've replaced the windows. Thank you, Window Nation. And there's no draft. There's no sound. So we have the heated floors, but we don't need them now. Yeah.
Bidets seems to be the most common response.
That's a good call.
Although bidets have been gaining traction in the U.S., I have never used one.
That's awesome. Either. You just feel so much cleaner.
I mean, that's all I ever hear, right? Just you use it, and I guess, as you said, Ted, like once you have the experience of that kind of clean, it's you don't want to go back.
Correct. And you know, sometimes on Mondays, people have a tough day. It's nice if we had a bidet here at work.
These are non-American things that are highly recommended for Americans to try. Quality of life improvements, universal health care, maternity, child care leave, and affordable college.
Well, it's not that we don't want to try these things. These things are not permitted to us. Yes, I think most people would like all of that.
And less financial stress when you're older as far as benefits go. Desserts that are not insanely sweet, they say. I wonder what that means.
Dude, like just eat like European chocolate compared to ours.
Yeah.
It's so, like our milk chocolate.
It's bitter, right?
It's right, but ours is just so sweet. Like, as American, you're used to it, but, like, that's why Europeans are like, I can taste the sugar in your bread.
Mm-hmm.
Even really?
Even, like, our pasta sauces, they're so much sweeter.
There's a ton of sugar. Well, remember, was it Subway in Ireland or whatever it was? Like, your bread does not qualify as food just based on the restrictions we put on. And I want to say there was so much sugar added to it, in addition to other things, that it stopped being, quote, unquote, food for human beings.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Okay. Non-American things that the world highly recommends to Americans. Butter on sandwiches. I don't know if that I've ever had butter on sandwiches.
It depends on the sandwich. I don't know, man.
What kind of sandwich would you put butter on?
Well, breakfast sandwich you start with. I just remember the ones at Eddie's, that store.
Well, if it's toast,
they would butter, salt, and pepper, and then make the breakfast
now,
sandwich.
Now, that's it, right. If it's toasted, I got no problem with it. I don't know that I want butter.
I do. Yeah, I'll just say it.
What?
What are you going to make, a turkey sandwich? What if you made it on buttered, toasted turkey or bread?
Well, what if it wasn't toasted? What if it's just white bread?
Still putting butter.
Still no butter.
I'm with the Brits on this one.
Okay. All right.
Let's just start with butter on the bread and then move from there.
All right.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, like, I mean, right, like, turkey sandwiches are good, but, like, you ever go to a restaurant and they got that Texas toast that's buttered and they hit it on the grill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Shoot. Poutine. Americans love potatoes, but still can't believe it hasn't found a foothold there. Fries, gravy, cheese curds.
All in, man.
All things that Americans are great at. Seems like it would be right up the Midwesterner's alley.
Yeah, for sure.
Here you go. The humble Dutch invention, the Flessen Schrapper or Flessen Liquor.
I do not know what that is.
Okay. It is a device that is meant for getting every last bit of sauce or whatever condiment out of bottles, jars, and stuff.
Ooh, okay.
I had no idea this thing existed.
No.
Here's another one. This one from Australia. Chicken salt. It's uniquely Australian. Everyone should try it.
Is that the entire description they give?
Chicken salt.
Oh, I got to Google.
Chicken salt, I'm in.
Well, I mean, is it...
Is it tasting fried? I don't know.
Is but it
it's chicken,
chicken
and the word salt in it, so I'm in.
Yeah.
Chicken salt. What like, is like chicken salt?
Like I'm thinking, is it like the same flavor of those like little chicken biscuits? Those crackers?
They say it's the umami flavor. Chicken salt is the seasoning you need in your life. It's from Australia, which makes sense. It's a country that seems to know what they're doing when it comes to powerfully savory, explosively flavorful condiments. Let's see. In fact, land on under. Chicken salt is so ubiquitous, it's the default seasoning for fast food fries. So they use this chicken salt like we just use salt.
Another one. Non-American things that the world highly recommends we do. Split duvet covers. No more blanket stealing. You can regulate your temperature however you want.
Oh, God. I die underneath the comforter.
Well, I'm saying,
I can't do it.
Does that mean like two, if you have a king, does that mean like two twin blankets on top?
Yeah, why not?
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Well, the thing is
and you'd save money.
Like the place we were at in Germany, it was two twin beds pushed together and two twin, you know, sheet sets. So you're still kind of sleeping together, but each side
right, you got control of your own thing.
Kind of thing. And finally, fresh squeezed juice machines in grocery stores.
At the grocery store.
Yeah. So basically, you just buy that bag of oranges.
Oh, they'll juice it for you there.
You just throw it in that thing. The thing that rolls down.
Ooh, okay, I can get behind that,
man. Press
the
button, you know, lemonade, orange juice, because lemonade adds sugar if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Or you can get it, you know, non-sweetened.
I'd be down with that, man.
Fresh squeezed OJ. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but, you know, Tropicana's not going to let that happen.
Have you ever been to a restaurant, like a breakfast place, that has one of those old, big, square machines? It looks like a photo booth, almost, that size.
No.
And the oranges come tumbling down?
I've seen it in, Original Pancake House. I know that they got, like, a fresh squeeze machine.
Yeah, it makes
it. Yeah, like, I don't drink a ton of orange juice anymore, but if I'm somewhere, it's always like, do you want a glass of fresh squeezed orange juice? Like, well, sure.
Hell yeah.
That's one thing, man, when we're in Mexico, and you're used to what you're used to. Someone asks for a glass of orange juice, I just expect you're going to grab the cart and you pour it in. They ask for orange juice, they're like, no problem, but they're at the machine juicing oranges.
Yeah.
And you get it, and it's just so freaking good. Not the same with pineapple juice. You ask for pineapple juice, they're like, yeah, we have a carton of it. That's the one juice.
And you can't do it with apples.
No, you can't.
Right, like orange juice you could do it with because it's literally, you don't have to, I mean, the companies do, but you don't have to add anything. But like apple juice, it's like, well, unless you have an apple press, I guess.
Right. You know what an apple press
is? This is basically what I'm talking about. You just have this big-ass machine like a vending machine. You put your money in, it spits out fresh orange juice.
See, that's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
But it's funny. You know, it depends where you live, just how things are. We're in Barcelona, right? It's part of the screws. I'm just hungry. I'm starting to get hangry. So I'm like, you know what, man? I'm looking at the menu. I can tell that it says ham and cheese. And I'm like, F it. I'm just going to get a ham and cheese sandwich. So I expected what we would normally get is white bread. Here's some processed-ass ham. Here's some American cheese. I'm like, good enough. They're like, sure, man. So I wait like 2 minutes. It's a fresh baguette, and it has brie and Iberico ham. But it's the same price as like your gas station ham and cheese here.
Right.
I got that thing everywhere we went. I'm like, this is the best sandwich I've eaten in my life. And literally, it was just ham and cheese. But the ingredients they used made all the difference.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.